Boys and girls, well, guess what? We have some very special guests from the motherland today. That's right, the motherland. Yep, guess what? They're from the motherland, motherfuckers. All right, guys, check it out. They're from Germany. They're fucking hot. And I don't know how I got them on my show, because I like to get into where I get my guests, which you never hear on national radio. You never ask, you know, Howard Stern never says where he gets his guests. Of course, he's Howard Stern. But guess what, motherfuckers? I got my guest from Hollywood Boulevard. Hollywood Boulevard. I was walking down the street, and of course, I have charm and charisma and a little belly and afro, and, you know, I like to go up to girls like a 70s swagger and go, hey, hey, hey. And they're like, are you always this hyper? I was like, oh my gosh, I'll instantly have a boner. Okay. Sorry. So we're with Germany right now. Some of the hottest girls in Germany. And we're going to get into what they do in a second. I'm Adam O, and let's introduce my guest. Right in front of me, we have the lovely, the most amazing, beautiful woman on planet Earth. And we're going to find out what she does momentarily. Her name is Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Hello, guys.
And next to her is her friend, Kiki.
Hi, Adam.
Is that really your voice, Kiki?
Yes.
Oh, wow. A lot of snitchel. So what do you guys eat for, like, breakfast?
Fruits. A lot of fruits and muesli and cereals. English word is cereals.
Yeah. And yeah. Right now, the hotel we're staying, they only have pancakes, so we eat a lot of pancakes.
Really? And what brings you out to Hollywood, guys?
Actually, we're on vacation.
You're on vacation trying to be the next big thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, we pretend it's vacation, but actually, yeah, we chose Hollywood, so. Yeah.
So do a lot of dudes like you here in the States?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you just.
So when you first saw me, what did you think when I asked you to be on my radio show without knowing me? I'm a stranger. I'm offering you candy.
Yeah, I mean, weird.
What? Yeah, he's kidding.
So in Germany, when a guy goes up to you and asks you, hey, you want to be in this movie, what exactly goes through your mind?
Yeah, I guess. Why not?
And so,
I mean, we're here. We're in Hollywood. No one knows us.
So tell us about these movies that you're in, and tell us exactly, like, if you don't mind, what exactly takes place when, you know, you just say, why not, for the money? Or does it please you?
I think it's both.
Holy shit. Really?
Yeah,
so, Kiki, you seem more of the natural one.
I am, yeah.
So how do you feel about Americans with fake tits?
Oh, everybody can do whatever he wants to do. So if they want fake tits, they can make fake tits.
So are yours real?
Mine's are real.
Really? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say, how do you know ours are real? I mean,
well, we're going to see him momentarily. Just hang tight, sweethearts from Germany. I love you. This is the Adam O podcast. You're listening to Skid Row Studios. And I have two of the hottest. Could I say this word, ladies? Two of the hottest, I want to say the B word, but that sounds really wrong, right?
You can do that.
Some of the, okay, see? You're cracking me open. You're making me loose. Hey, some of the hottest bitches in L.A.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love little sluts. Okay, so we're moving right along. So tell us, Kiki, how old are you?
I am 30.
You're 30 years old. Holy shit. Is that too old to be in the industry you're in?
No, not at all.
Really?
It's getting better and better.
You're joking me.
No, I'm not joking you.
So,
for real.
Have you heard of a vortex or a volcano?
Pardon?
Okay. What about you? What about you, lovely?
My age?
Your age. Okay. How old are you?
Well, I turn 28 tomorrow.
You're old as fuck. Really?
Yeah.
For that industry?
Yeah.
You're a kid. In America, you have to be like 16.
I know. I mean, look at her. Okay,
And they're natural. Since a while. You're gorgeous.
She gets prettier and prettier every day. Yeah. So,
now, do you guys ever make out?
The two of us?
Of course.
Well, we...
No comment on that.
So do you like older guys or younger guys?
Well, the guys
that you're with, are they older or younger? In all these scenes in the movies, are they older or younger? They're 30.
Yeah, the same age. Right now it's the same age.
Really?
Yeah.
Currently, it's a little older, yeah, but in former times.
Now, the first thing you said to me, you asked me if I'm rich. Does money really speak to you in the way of your industry? Is that something that really makes you want the job? Or is it something that's in your heart that says, this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
Somebody gotta pay your bills. So money also, it's important.
Really?
But it's most of all, it's the passion.
Nice. The passion of the...
Of acting.
The passion of the cock.
We really ask you, was it the first thing we ask you if you're rich?
I'm filthy rich.
Maybe.
Filthy rich, yeah. Don't you understand, ladies? This is Skid Row Studios. What do you think about Skid Row Studios? This is your first radio show.
It is.
And explain. Tell everybody. What does Skid Row Studios mean to you? What does it look like?
It looks great.
Does it look better than the studios that you do your movies in?
Yeah, much better.
You're kidding me.
I mean, we're in Hollywood.
So you do?
Of course.
This is downtown LA. It's a big difference from Hollywood. tell the Germans, where would the scene take place in this studio?
In this studio?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't seen that much. Maybe right here.
I haven't seen that much either. I want to see some more. So, who's taller between the two of you? Let's see. Let's have a height contest. I'm guessing Kiki's taller than you.
Yeah, she's a little taller.
I'm taller than you.
Why don't you guys stand up and let's see who's taller? Show the listeners how tall you are. Stand up. Let's see.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So this is these are real German bodies right here. They're not American. They're not fake. They're standing back to back like the movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. This is absolutely epic. Is this how you guys pose on the box covers of your movies?
Yes, sure.
Show us how you pose on the box covers of your movie, Kiki. Don't sit yet, please.
Where is the web camera?
There's no web camera, actually. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. Unfortunately, not yet.
Yeah.
Next season.
Well, just pretend it would.
So show us the sexiest pose that you've ever done for a box cover of your movies. Right now.
It was like this. How was it?
It's called the Schnitzel Duru.
Do something too? Like this?
That's almost like, okay, really? Do you know what? Holy shit, really? Could I see? No, don't be shy.
We're not.
You're not shy at all. Okay,
we still got 50 minutes.
Okay, you're right. Sit down. Oh, professional. I like this. A little schnitzel here. I like this. So let's talk about your experience in Hollywood so far. We touched upon that, but let's go back to that. So what happened so far when you got here to this point?
We arrived 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we met this guy.
Of course.
Like, we made this guided tour.
Was he a big black guy?
No, he was not a big black guy.
Was he a big Jewish guy?
He was. Was this guy wearing a suit?
Okay.
Pretending to be a professor. That was what was quite fun. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Well, okay. And go on. So did this guy, you know, did he eat the schnitzel?
No, he didn't.
Did you want him to eat the schnitzel?
I guess.
You're kidding me. How does the schnitzel taste?
Well, you haven't tried.
I'm going to try. Oh, babe.
Well, we can make you some schnitzel. It's no problem.
Really?
Yeah, and also like...
Is that like scatology where I think it's called scatology, where things where we get to taste it from the flesh? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Not scatology.
Vielleicht müssen wir immer vom Käsespätzle erzählen.
Vielleicht müssen wir echt von Käsespätzle anfangen.
All the guys understand German, right? The Americans speak German.
No one here understands a word you're saying, sweetheart.
Okay.
You're on the radio. Okay. I'm sweating bullets here.
Okay.
This is my first interview with two international girls that actually, I think you understood me when I said that.
Let us introduce you to Käsespätzle. You know that?
it's way much better than schnitzel.
It's very
really?
Much better than
So I'm gonna take off my jacket now. Do you mind?
Yeah, I'm getting warm.
So. I'm getting warm too. Why don't we all take off a layer?
Yeah.
All right, let's all take off a layer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A clothes. Okay. Oh, so you're rolling up your sleeve. It's like strip poker.
It's like, yeah, same thing.
So classy in Germany. They're not fake. I love it. Not just your tits. I'm talking about your whole presence, your body. You're classy. Yeah, it's almost like a high class hooker. It's great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Prince Charming.
Yeah. Oh, guys, this is great. So Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki.
Yeah.
What turns you on?
On radio?
On radio.
I like Roxette. And I like Joy Division.
Really?
Yeah, like it.
Amazing. So you like Joy Division and Roxette. Sandra, and you? What turns you on?
What do you mean exactly by what turns... Nerds, actually.
Nerds. Okay, so do you have a real job or are you just quote-unquote a actor?
I'm actually an actor, yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay, so do you have a real job or is it just acting? I mean, do you...
It is, right now it is just acting, yeah. I mean, I studied something, but...
Now, are your parents happy with you, with the career you chose, or do they not know?
Of course they know. Yeah, they're happy.
I guess.
Yeah.
And your dad really likes it.
I think so.
You think so?
Why shouldn't her dad like it?
Do you like her dad, Kiki?
I love her dad, yeah.
Have you guys ever touched?
Yeah, our hands touched, yeah. And sometimes we even hugged.
Really?
His name is Heinz.
Heinz.
You know the ketchup?
I know the ketchup.
Same name.
Very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So what's the rest of your plans here? What do you want from Hollywood?
Well, so far...
So far, we are not here for business. We are just on vacation, but...
We don't know how we ended up here, actually.
No, it's pretty funny.
That wasn't planned.
Mm.
You often get things if you don't expect them to come. This is like, here we are.
Sure. That's what dreams... I mean, that happens a lot in my dreams. I don't expect things to come, and they come all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just looking for some rich guys, actually. That's why we went to Beverly Hills.
You know, the studio chief is right behind you, and he's actually... This is his studio.
It's his studio. Okay.
So I mean, I'm not saying he's rich. I don't want to put him on the spot. But, you know, when you own a studio, you got money. So is that what you're looking for? You want a sugar daddy?
That's why we're here.
Okay, and that's what you said to me first off. That's kind of I don't like that. I'd rather see that defeats the whole purpose of the fake boobs, the American girls. They're just stupid sluts. You guys are kind of smart and figured out. You really want money, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Really? And what would you do for money?
We would do a lot for.
Have you ever heard of Teens for Cash? It's a website.
I know. No.
It's a great one.
Like yesterday, we went to Berry Hills, and there was this.
Berry Hills.
What was this Stein nochmal? Rock. There was this the Rock. I guess everyone knows the Rock.
Really? Tell us about this Rock.
There was this Rock. This really like nice Rock.
Where was this at?
I think it was like one street in Beverly Hills, like Hugh Hefner's.
So you went to Hugh Hefner's mansion yesterday?
Yeah, we went there.
Holy shit! Really? What does Hugh want from you guys? This is getting good.
We were told that if we talk to The Rock, we may become Playboy bunnies.
So you want to be a Playboy bunny?
Of course, everyone wants.
You're much better off in Germany. I mean, people are mature in that business. They're actually figured out. And they even have such things as older women that still continue on. And they make money. Here, if you're an older woman, it's a novelty. You get paid once and you're done.
I think we're so old. You think we're too old?
I think you're actually a little too old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To become a Playboy bunny.
I don't think you have the right what it takes to be a bunny.
Why not?
It's rude. Well, I mean, I haven't seen too much yet, you know?
Yeah, you know.
I mean, you know, show me a little bit and I'll go slow.
Okay, got 44 minutes.
Yeah, we do. And at 40 minutes, we're going to get wet. Okay, so Tell us exactly your hometown. How many guys have you been with since you were born?
Since I was born.
How many dudes
have you? I can't tell you that.
It's pretty private.
Is it pretty private?
Yeah, my dad might listen, so I can't tell you that.
Your dad is not listening, sweetheart. He'll never
you
find
think
this.
No. No.
You know what? Women always say it was one, two, or three. Yeah. Never more.
Have you guys ever had a threesome?
It's so private.
It's no comment on that either.
No comment on that?
No.
What are you guys, like spies from Germany?
Yeah, kind of.
You're a spy.
Well, we lived together for a while, so we're not going to answer these questions. You can just, like...
Listen, I didn't have you on this show not to answer these questions. You're on the Atomo podcast for a reason, all right? So I mean that, sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
So answer the questions.
Did you have one?
I've had a threesome? Never.
Yeah, never.
I've never even been with a chick. Oh, I've never been with anybody, dude. I'm a fucking desperate old man. What does it matter? Do you want to be with me? I would love for you to be my first one.
Okay, like the two of us?
What, right here, we have a rug.
Okay.
It's downtown. You said this is like a glorious studio from what you're used to. A haystack. Schnitzel, schnitzel, schnitzel. Get all you want. Hey.
Oh. No, okay, so I haven't had one, but I mean, we're still here for a couple of weeks. We still don't know where we go.
We'll tell you where to go. That's not a problem. You got to let me into you and let me get inside you. I'm serious. And just give me the keys, all right? And I will show you around this city. You promise me I could get inside you? Promise?
No, you cannot get inside me. No, I'm not gonna promise this.
Kiki, why are you here?
Yeah.
Are you like the brains behind her?
No, I'm not. I'm just...
So let's talk about passion. What does passion mean to you? Do you like to be spanked?
Spanked? Ich glaube, eigentlich heißt es, wenn dir jemand auf den Hintern... Can you show it what it means?
Okay, like, I will.
I mean, we have an idea,
there we go,
but
there we go. Thank you, Sandra. Now we're getting into it. Yes. Okay. Kiki, stand right around here. We have millions of viewers on this show. Tons of people calling. Come on, stand right here.
No, but she can spank you.
You spank the shit out of me. Come on,
no,
Kiki,
no,
I'm desperate.
No,
come on, spank.
No, you can show it. Show it on yourself.
All right, I'll show you. If I show you mine, will you show me yours?
No. But just show me what spanking means.
All right. Well, I need a demonstration, a volunteer.
Yeah, no, you can be the volunteer, and I show her what
okay,
it means.
Okay, okay, sure.
You can
but
do
I need
that.
I need to be on the air. Okay, come over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, come over here.
Okay.
Now, I'm bending over.
Yeah, you bend over.
Now, just smack my ass.
Okay.
Ouch. German schnitzel. Now it's my turn to show her what a man spanks. Stand right here.
No.
No.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Stand right here, please.
You want to know?
I'm just going to... My hand. I have a little hand. Thank you. All right. Give it a round of applause, boys and girls. This is called spanking with schnitzels. Come on. Right here.
Spank. Okay. Real quick.
Okay. Real quick. A little bit. Quick. You have to bend over a little bit.
Where's the camera?
Wow. You have a perfect ass.
They have a camera, I know that.
Wow.
There must be a camera.
Okay, so I'm poor. Do you want a rich man to spank you?
No, it's okay.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Amazing. Wow. I'm never going to wash my hand. It's amazing. Kiki?
Yeah?
Well, do you approve? Do you not know what a spanking is?
Yeah, I know what a spanking is.
You live in the West, Kiki. It's not like you live in Eastern Ethiopia.
No.
You never heard of a spanking?
No. And
you get spanked all the time.
I don't.
With pie on your face. What are you talking about?
Well, do you know the German word for that?
Tell us.
It. It's often Hinternhauen. So you haven't heard about that either, right?
You can also say often Arschklatschen.
Often Arschklatschen.
So tell us about these sexual moves. Have you ever heard of the Abraham Lincoln?
Okay,
Abraham Lincoln.
Everyone is laughing.
Is where you. I think I'm right here. You strap out your schnitzel. You stroke it a couple times on a woman's face, and you explode all over her, like a vacuum cleaner, or not a vacuum cleaner, like a fireman.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets all over her face.
Okay.
Then
haven't heard about that.
You shave your beard.
Mm-hmm.
And right when you do it, you blow it on her face. Ah, and you get all this hair on her face. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
What would it be called in Germany?
Weird. We don't have a word for that.
An Arnie.
We don't do that.
You don't do that?
No, we don't do that.
No, we do it all the time. Okay. Absolutely normal to us.
It's absolutely normal, right? Normal. So I hear German, like speaking of pornography, German has a lot of twisted sister shit going on, like kinky shit. I mean, this is America. I'm being honest with you. I met you on the street yesterday. I could be honest, right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but you recognize us, right?
I do recognize you. Yes.
That's why you.
But I mean, in Germany, is it like what's like a club in Berlin? Is there like 14 sums?
Spricht er jetzt über Clubs oder?
Oh, ich weiß auch nicht, was meint er mit Daumen? Ich kann mir gar nichts
mehr. Adam, you speak some German, right?
I don't speak any German at all. Does anybody here speak German here at Skid Row Studios? The
no
engineer
one.
Back
no
here.
One.
What's your name, young man? Nick. What do you think about Nick?
Nick, he's cute. He's cute.
Yeah, so you approve?
How old is Nick?
Nick, how old are you? Put on 26. Your microphone and let's okay. hear. So Nick's here at Skid Row Studios. You think Nick's cute?
He is.
Is he one of the boys that you do?
Sexy. One of the boys.
Or is he too young for you? He's 26 years old. Nick, say hello.
That's not too young.
I'm 26 years old.
26. That's okay. I'm still 27.
You're still 27?
Yeah. I think, what's today today, actually?
Today's the 14th.
No, it's not.
15th.
15th. Okay, so I turn 28 in 2 days, not in 1 day.
Really? Mm. Nick, are you there? All right, he's putting on his headsets. So,
hello?
Nick, wait, we're getting a phone call. Yes, how may I help you, sir?
Yes, hello. It's nice to talk to you today. My name is Wilton Muff. I'm very happy to get on this show. It's very interesting for what you're trying to do here, having these lovely ladies that are there tonight. And, you know, basically, I'm interested in this show because I just want to know, seriously, Adam O, you know, maybe you can give me some tips on how I can score with these two.
Well, I don't know if I can give you the tips, but have you ever talked to a true-blooded, red-hearted American before on the radio? Now's your chance. He wants to ask advice, questions, how to score with you guys. How old are you, sir?
Well, I better not give that out because, you know, I mean, oh, okay. I'll tell you the truth. I'm 59.
59. Now, are you rich?
Well, I wish I was, honestly, but I have enough money. I manufacture Merkins.
Well, let's ask the ladies. The ladies, do you want to continue talking to this guy? And are you finding him interesting?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so then why don't you guys speak
really,
to each other?
Really nice.
What's his name? Ask him. What's your name again?
Well, my name's Wilford Muff.
Wilford, okay.
Wilford Muff.
Wilford Muff. Okay, where do you live?
I live in Reseda.
Where is it exactly?
It's a very nice place to live. I'm in the hills of Reseda.
Okay.
It's a nicer section than a lot of other places out there. And I have my manufacturing plant. What I do is I manufacture Merkins, which is basically cleavage, you know, for vaginas. It fits the vagina just perfectly, and we gotta sometimes take measurements. So, you know, if you have that problem, I mean,
Let's ask the ladies.
Or if anybody has that problem,
okay. Let's lower the ladies. How do you feel about this? He's a vagina maker.
A vagina maker, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I didn't get what the
Actually,
problem
it's,
is.
It's pretty what, yeah. interesting that to meet someone who makes vaginas.
I never well, you know, a lot of women are, you know, they're hairless down there.
Okay.
And
good question, sir. Hold that thought, sir. Hold that thought. Hold that old mouth of yours. Okay. Speaking of hairless, shut up, sir. Are you hairless?
Me?
Shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you.
I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, no, he's talking to you.
No, he's annoying me because he keeps talking over you. I'm asking the girls, son. Are you guys?
No, I understand.
Okay, would you shut up? That. Okay, are you hairless?
I can't tell you either.
Are you hairless?
I can't tell tell you.
Adam, tell us about you.
Sorry.
Dude, you want to see if I'm hairless?
No, I don't want to see that.
I'll show you if I'm hairless, okay?
No.
And if I show you my package, are you going to show me your vaginas?
Yeah, sure.
But,
yeah?
Not...
Why don't we force this some more?
I'm still trying to figure out if you're joking.
Oh, I'm not joking.
But yeah, that's what I think. You're not joking. So I'm really careful.
But I want to say that cleavage is my business.
It's your business. Okay.
They have some nice cleavage, sir.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah. We actually got to move on because we were getting the interesting part with the intern here, Nick.
I just want to say a few things. I want to say the German word for constipation is far from pooping. And what do you get when you cross a Mexican and a German?
Tell us.
A Wiener Schnitzel.
A Wiener Schnitzel.
I thought that was funny. I once wanted to be a comedian, but it didn't work out. So, you know, I'm just doing cleavage.
You should try again.
Okay. Anyway, listen, Adamo, and thank you, girls.
Thank you, sir. I apologize for yelling at you. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. What a clever fella. So he makes vaginas? That's a very interesting... profession.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Do they have any vagina makers in Germany?
I guess so.
I guess.
Should be.
There must be some, but I don't know them.
You don't know any vagina makers?
No, never met
so,
anyone.
So, Kiki, how do you say your full name? Say your full name. Kiki?
Kiki? My full name?
What's your last name?
Hanik.
So it's Kiki Hanik?
Kiki Hanik.
Yeah, and it's Kirstin.
And my real name is Kirstin.
And your name? Your full name?
Sandra Alice Brown.
Sandra Ellis Baum. So going back to our new intern here, Nick.
Nick.
So let's see. So does Nick have more of a chance, you know, with you guys than me?
That's a hard question. It's different.
Nick, what do you think about these lovely young Germans?
They're beautiful, nice young ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do with them, Nick? If we were to party after this show, what would you do with them?
I don't know. Many things.
What do you guys think about that? He said he'd do many things to you.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
Really? Nick, continue. What are those many things that you would do to Sandra right here in front of me?
Many things, dude. I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Nick, keep it real.
Tell us,
I don't know,
tell
man.
Her really what you would really do to Sandra right here. Sandra, look at him.
He's a gentleman. Come
he's on. A gentleman?
How could
you tell that? No.
He actually is a gentleman. All right. What about the young man next to him? What's this guy's story here?
That's the homie.
It's the homie whispering the in your homie. Ear. Nick, tell her you'll eat her pussy. All right.
Yeah, that is what they're saying over here.
I heard that.
What happened?
They're talking. I'm sorry, ladies, but we have some perverts here. And so what's going to happen after the show? Are we going to have some fun?
Yeah, probably. There might still be some beer left, so yeah.
All right, and Kiki.
You can't hear me.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to get the headphones.
Yeah, hold on.
It's quite all right. It's quite all right. So yeah, that's Nick over there. That's the intern Nick. Nick, thank you very much.
Cute Nick.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. So he's a gentleman.
He is.
And so you think I'm a jerk? So we're going to play a little game here. Are you guys ready for a game?
What's the game?
This is like we're going to pretend we're at the beer festival in Munich every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All
right, what's it called?
The Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest. We're going to pretend we're at Oktoberfest.
Okay.
In the middle of May.
Yeah, but then you have to stand on the table, actually.
Exactly. So
otherwise,
we're going to have a drinking contest. We're going to all chug these. Okay. Right? On the count of three. And the first one to finish, you know, gets to tell the next person what they want to do. All right? So it's kind of like fun.
Okay.
All right? So let's do it. Ready? One. So if you lose,
you lose anyway.
The winner gets to tell the person who loses what to do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. So one, two, three. Cheers. Wow, these schnitzels drink good beer. Holy shit.
I guess you lost.
All right, so I lost. So what do you? Let's do another beer here. Let's do another beer because I'm a little slow. Here, let's have a contest again.
So Adam, you lost. Actually.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Was soll er machen?
Was soll er machen?
Ja, wenn er anfängt.
Also hier ist irgendwo eine Webkamera. Das ist mal sicher.
You could, I don't know. You could take off your shoes. That would be a good start.
You want my shoes off?
Yeah, take sure. your shoes off.
You got it. All right. All right. So, can we all take off our shoes? Can we all take off our shoes?
No, because you lost.
Okay. So.
Wow. So Oktoberfest.
Yeah. So
Oktoberfest. You want to pretend to be on the Oktoberfest?
No, I actually.
Or what do you want to do? Yeah. What's the word for that in English? Rülpsen.
It's a burp. It's a burp. What's it called in German?
Rülpsen.
So, do you have a boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't have, you have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend, yes.
Really?
I really do have, yeah.
does it bother him that you're overseas?
No, I don't think so.
So, would you be able to, if you met a guy here, would you be able to have fun with him?
No, I wouldn't want to.
You wouldn't want to?
No.
And what about you, Sandra?
Yeah.
You could have some fun.
I could.
Really?
Okay.
How many of you guys back there want to have fun with Sandra?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Can I have another beer?
Of course you can.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Nick says.
All right. So Sandra... I'm really.
But
really...
I do have an affair. So
you have an affair.
You have an affair.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Just tell us about your affair.
Tell us about your affair.
No, I don't know. You might listen as well. So, no, maybe not.
All right, guys. It looks like we're getting a visitor.
I was just looking for more beer.
No. That would have been the perfect porno right there. Yeah. Like the guy that knocked the pizza guy. I'm just looking for some more beer. So, Jeremy, which girl in front of me, which one would you really want to see give you, you know, a nice massage?
A nice massage?
Yeah. They like gentlemen.
That a massage is good from anybody, man.
Okay. Why am I the horny one here?
Yeah, look, he's a gentleman as well.
He's a gentleman.
Oh, yes, I'm gentle. I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
How long are you guys here?
For 1 month.
You're here for another month?
No, yeah, not in LA. Well, we still don't know where to go.
And you're looking for fame and fortune.
Yeah.
And the two places you're going to is LA and New York.
Yeah, and in between we got like 3 weeks and we still don't know where to go.
Huh. The only places that matter in this country is L.A. and New York. The rest is just shit.
Well, we heard about Portland. Someone
Oregon?
Told us that it's a really nice place.
It's nice.
Actually, like
you're not going to get famous there.
But no? What do you think about San Francisco?
I love San Francisco. I actually lived in San Francisco for 3 years.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I lived in the Tenderloin, which is like the Skid Row area of San Francisco.
So you wouldn't... recommended to us?
Oh yeah, San Francisco is a beautiful city, and if you're from Europe, people say that San Francisco is like a European city, so I would check it out.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Do you girls smoke pot? Do you smoke marijuana?
No, because I think I'm what heißt,
allergic?
I'm not allergic. It just I don't just never ever feel anything.
No?
No, I'm resistant.
Bingo, that is the game we're looking for. I think tonight is
her
lucky night to smoke pot.
To smoke marijuana and feel something?
We all smoke marijuana on the air. All right,
Have you smoked?
I don't have any. What's that?
It just won't work with me.
Really?
Yeah,
I
went to Amsterdam, tried.
Maybe you're not inhaling properly or something.
Maybe there's no inhaling.
What do you like marijuana?
Inhaling problem.
Do you like marijuana?
I tried it a couple of times, but
yeah.
Yeah.
You girls seem very, very straight to be porn stars. Like you seem very nice and very conservative, almost. How did you get into porn? I don't understand.
How you got into porn.
Okay, when did we get into porn, Kiki?
let me ask you this. How many movies do you make a year? You're not actually porn stars, are you?
You're not porn stars.
Just actors. Well,
Adam, you told me these were porn. These were German porn stars. You told me these were German porn stars. That's what I told all the listeners.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, we just wanted to get on the show, so we told Adam that we are porn stars.
That's the only way Adam would let you on the show is to say you're porn stars.
Yeah, they're useless.
Wow, Adam.
No,
wow.
All right, that makes me well, but it's true. You told me you're, dude. Come on, you. All right. I said I do an interesting show. It's provocative. And you guys said, oh, we porn stars in Germany. And so I believe you. You have tits the size of Miami. Come on. Jeremy, come on. What would you think if they told you that? I just met him on the street.
And they told you they were German porn stars?
Yes. Amateurs.
I would have asked for some proof. I would have asked for some movie titles. I would have asked for... I mean, German girls are into scat, right? Like, that's what German girls are into, right? That's what I heard. That's the stereotype.
What does it mean?
That's
can you show it, the two of you, maybe?
Scat?
No.
You just show it.
I just went to the bathroom, so I don't really have to go, but Adam?
No. Why don't we start with a little bit of like loose, getting them loose? You're doing a great job.
Oh, right. What Adam told me was that two German porn stars were coming to the studio today and they were going to take off all their clothes and make out with each other. That's what he told me.
I never said the make out part.
That's what he told us that it's usually happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
Adam has this uncanny ability to get women naked on this show. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. But
I actually, he brought a stripper here.
Really?
Yeah, and she gave me a really nice lap dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
She got completely naked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice. I mean, I thanked her for it. She was really cool about doing that.
Yeah, we can't compete with that.
No?
No, probably not.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I think you're lovely girls, and I'm glad you're here just to have fun. Adam set this kind of expectation, you know.
I did set this expectation.
Like, these girls are going to go down on each other.
No, I did say that. You're right. I did. I did say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ladies.
I mean, but I'm fine with you chatting about.
I mean, it's on radio anyway. No one's going to see it.
Oh, no.
Except
Jeremy has a camera.
There is a webcam.
You have a camera? Yeah, so we have a webcam right there.
There we go.
Like,
so
there's like 400 people watching on that webcam right now.
400.
400?
Why don't we start with just like making out?
Plus our friends, maybe.
Yeah.
Plus parents,
is your friends
maybe.
Definitely listening? Have you talked to them?
No, well, we actually told them, we wrote them that they should call, but can we call them actually?
No.
No, we can't call them. Because they're sleeping, that's a problem. It's 5:30 in the morning.
Do your friends party a lot? Do you like parties?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they do.
What's the big drug in Germany? Ecstasy?
We
don't need drugs.
No, it's just alcohol.
Just alcohol?
Yeah.
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 A whole lot of...
breakdance as well.
Yeah,
breakdancing?
We breakdance a lot.
You breakdance?
Big breakdancing crew.
Wow, you're in a breakdancing crew.
Yeah.
A German female breakdancing crew.
Not only females.
Oh, okay.
Females. Everyone does breakdance.
And we have a name.
What's your name?
We call us Escalonian.
Escalonian.
The kingdom of Escalonian.
Yeah. Exactly.
Show me. So show us and the people that are watching on the camera like a breakdance move.
There you go.
Oh,
I want to see a breakdance.
Can you do like a head spin and shit like that?
I can kind of.
All right. Go ahead and do a breakdance move.
Me?
Yeah, but look into that camera.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to do it there.
Yeah
right go
here.
Ahead.
Okay, but it's kind of hard to do.
No, you can take off your headset.
Yeah, take off your headset and we'll kind of narrate it, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
All right.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Gee, Jeremy, you're great.
Okay. But can you do any breakdance moves that aren't on the floor?
Looks like this, actually.
Whoa! Wait, I want to take this and put this on a promotion. Wait, hold on.
Oh, hold on. You got to do it one more time one because more time. We got to get that on camera so we can put it up on the internets.
Okay. All right. I have to prepare again. All
right. One more. Okay. Well, hold on. Give me a second. All right. You're ready? Tell me. Stand up. Wow. I'd love this. I would love to wrestle with you. One.
Two, three.
That's breakdancing right there. You were breaking, pop locking and breaking and shit.
We practiced a lot to get there. To get there. It was a long way.
Jeremy, I want to wrestle them. What do you think? You want to be the referee?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Are you familiar with wrestling, American wrestling?
Oh, yes.
All right, I want to wrestle them. You be the referee. I want to wrestle you guys.
All right, go ahead.
You guys ever wrestle?
Like who? Wrestle. You wrestle. And me.
First one to put your, I'm a wrestler. You.
Okay, your turn.
I'm wrestling you.
All right, so right. Whoa, this fucking mic's hot.
You be the ref.
All
right. So, hold on a sec. All right.
So Adam's taking his glasses off. He doesn't want to break his glasses.
I don't want to lose my bra.
It's okay. You're gonna lose it anyway. All right. Fine.
Okay.
All right.
I'm a little scared.
So they're taking the stance. This is the standard wrestling stance, I believe. Okay. I'm gonna do a countdown.
I'm a woman.
One. Two,
so be careful.
Three, wrestle. Adam, she has him in a headlock. She's bringing him down to the ground. Adam, right now, I think is winning. He's okay. She's turning it around. She's turning it around. She put him in the double chokehold. Okay, yeah. Adam, sweep the leg. Sweep the leg.
No. Okay, I won.
Adam.
I won.
Okay, she won.
Guys, he's exhausted now.
I'm not exhausted. I just want to do this naked. Can you wrestle me naked?
Uh-huh.
Adam, take off all your clothes right now. Go ahead. Start doing it.
All right. Here we go, I'm doing it now.
Okay, Adam's going to take off his clothes. He's taking off his shoes. I like your socks, Adam.
Thank you very much.
It's good pair of socks. He's taking his pants off. Adam's pants are off. He's got pink, white. He's got pink, whitey tighties he's on. Sonia, where are you with the fucking camera?
Come on. You got to wrestle me now. Okay.
Next time.
Adam is down to his socks and his underwear.
No,
he's got some really cute pink underwear on.
Okay, we got another. You are the supermodel now.
Yes.
I want to wrestle you.
No. We're not wrestling anymore.
That's not fair.
New game.
No. I wanna wrestle
it is.
You naked.
You are the supermodel now. Come on, be a supermodel.
Come on.
Just go ahead and wrestle him a little bit.
I did already.
Yeah.
So it would be Kiki's turn. Wrestling.
Kiki, go ahead and do some wrestling moves. Kiki, go ahead and wrestle him a little bit. Just a little.
No, I don't know you that good that
I'm a naked man.
Yeah, he is. That's the thing. He is naked, actually.
I like the pink, dude. That's cool.
Yeah, the pink is really good.
Yeah.
Dude, why don't you guys come over and wrestle? Let's all wrestle. All right, what other games can we do?
All right, dude, here we come.
Oh, man.
What? Oh.
Okay, now he's getting dressed again.
Thank you very much. May your time in America be a memorable one.
It will. But we saw Adam naked. So
yeah, you did.
We did. And we even took some pictures. So,
are you going to go to Adamo's live performance? When is that, Adam?
Sunday.
What's the live performance?
See, the thing that you don't know is that Adam's actually a really big star. And Adam does these shows called the Adamo Breakfast Show. And he has huge stars coming to his show.
Okay. When is that?
It's on Sunday.
It's on Sunday.
Who's going to be there? I heard Tenacious D is going to be there.
Yeah, Tenacious D.
Tenacious D, fucking Jack Black. You know who that is, right? Kyle Glass?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
I'm serious. Course. Do you know who Jack Black is? He's a huge movie star here in America, and he's opening up Adamo's show. Like, Adamo's very connected in Hollywood.
He is.
Okay. Yeah, he had... okay, so in America, there's a big, huge comedy scene. There's this guy named Bob Odenkirk. Legendary. He is the comedian's comedian. People respect this guy very much. Last Adamo show, he's hanging out with Bob Odenkirk. Like, what the fuck, you know? This guy is connected.
He is.
He really is.
Okay.
You should take him very seriously. He can make you a huge star.
Well, we do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we do.
And when he gets naked, you should wrestle him. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, that's for the next time.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was words of wisdom. Thanks. You hear me? Well, guys, if you're listening to this show right now, it kind of fell apart after we found out that they're not porn stars and they're just two Germans.
No, we are actresses.
But what now? Okay, so if you're really not porn stars and you tell me you're a porn star, and I'm gullible because look at your bodies. How could I not think you're a porn star?
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Thanks for the letdown. However, what do you do in Germany? What do you really do?
Yeah,
for
we
work?
Are. Actually, we are pretty popular actresses in Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not joking.
No, we're not joking.
I can't believe a word you're saying now.
Okay, I don't care.
So you're really actresses in Germany.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Mm. What are you acting in Germany? It would be the funniest thing in the world if you really were like the dirtiest porn stars ever and you just fucked with me to the point where you got me in my underwear and you make me sweat on the air. And then you come back. I mean, this is just, I'm losing my pinwheels. All right, so what do you do?
Like movies?
Yeah, what movies do you do?
Sitcoms, everything.
You do sitcoms?
Like we have sitcoms in Germany as well. It's a pretty small scene in Germany.
Was ist WG?
Wohngemeinschaft.
Okay, we're just looking for a word. But, yeah. I mean, there was this one... I think it's called sitcom, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not a sitcom actress. I'm through with you, ladies. You come on my show, you make me get in my underwear.
It's called the sitcom.
Tell me you're a porn star from Germany.
The sitcom is called.
I mean, you're giving yourself bad reputations. What is it called? Yeast infection?
Wieslergasse, it's called.
Yeast and acid.
Yeah, Wieslergasse.
It's called like that. And
no, it's a penthouse in Zurich, actually.
Yeah, it's a penthouse in Zurich.
It's pretty cool. And. Yeah.
It's got this open fire, for example.
All right, I don't believe a word you're saying.
And there are just like six young people living there all together. Some of them are working, some of them are studying. And, well, I guess there is enough.
Let's just down these beers and let's just do me a favor. We have 10 minutes left. Let me just make out with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just make out.
Yeah.
All right, we can make out?
No.
Why did you just say yeah and now you're saying no?
Why are you asking?
Because I want to make out with her on the radio. You owe me that. You kind of dicked my show around tonight. I want to make out with you.
You want?
I want to make out with you. I want to down this beer and I want to smack you
mm-hmm.
in the face with my lips. Can we do that?
No. No, we can't. We're Germans. We're not easy girls.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, you see that.
Do you have anything you want to talk about, Kiki?
I don't know.
I mean, this is your one time at a real radio show.
I know. I should.
And you're just saying I don't know.
Yeah.
And you totally lied to me.
About the porn?
Why don't we have some fun? I mean, what's stopping you guys? I'm not trying to be a sexist pig or anything.
Still our parents that might may listen.
Your parents
still the parents.
Never hear this.
You never know.
This show is only on American radio. the rest of the world does
the rest of the world doesn't have internet. Yeah, right.
No, you don't understand. America only wants their stuff in America. Haven't you heard Obama's new rule he passed?
Yeah, but you don't.
He wants to make this an isolated country.
But we don't live in China.
Yes, we don't. But that's what the internet now in America is about.
Yeah.
To own our stuff. So the Germans and the French, they don't take our content from our radio. So you're never going to hear this in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So can we have some fun now? We have like 8 minutes. It'll be epic. It'll be worth every single penny. What's stopping you, Sandra? You're gorgeous. What's stopping you?
We don't know each other that well.
Well, what would it take to know me that well? I mean, you saw my body. You saw my balls.
I saw your body, that's true.
You saw his balls?
A little.
I mean, I like spanking you. That was the moment of my life.
That was it. Okay. And the wrestling?
The wrestling was great.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you two wrestle? That'd be better. You don't need me. I'll be the referee.
No.
Let's have some fun. Let's break your comfort zones. And why don't you guys wrestle? You're never going to get this opportunity again. I could deport you.
We have this opportunity all the time, so...
Bullshit.
We do.
Du Sandra, ich habe meinen Sport-BH nicht an. Es geht leider jetzt nicht. Ich kann nicht ohne Sport-BH wresteln.
Yeah, it's, we can't do that. We don't wear the right bras.
Yeah, that's fine. There's no such thing as bras.
And maybe we should get back to this other guy, the one with the vaginas. And he...
So this isn't your thing?
Making out together?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you mean?
It's not your thing. You don't like it.
And maybe not on radio.
All right. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What's to drink? Some milk.
Let's drink.
Prost. Prost.
Prost. Maybe someone else is going to call.
No one's going to call, man.
No one's going to call.
No one gives a shit.
Why?
Because you're not doing anything interesting.
They're not going to see it anyway.
If you were doing something interesting, the show would have flowed like magic.
No, it's awful.
The momentum of the show has been choppy, like a helicopter's wings. You know, it's a chopper. Come on now.
No one's going to see.
No, you anyway. Owe me. You no, exactly. It's for me. It's for me to go out and say I had a successful show. I have 6 minutes left. Now, don't leave me hanging.
So what do you want exactly?
I want to make out with both of you, and I want you guys to flash me.
Yeah, genau.
I want one of you guys to flash me.
What's flash?
Show me your boobs.
Yeah, sure.
No.
Okay?
Mm-mm.
You know, Adam.
Well, we did that yesterday to The Rock, but not again today.
Yeah.
All right.
We already did it yesterday.
All right. Well, if I can't get that, I want to make out with you. I want to kiss you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Come on. Time's ticking. I want to kiss you. Come on. No, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving here. And I'm not letting you leave until you kiss me. This is going to look creepy.
Is this like how American girls are?
No, this is not how American
girls I guess
girls
so.
This is how crazy people are when they want to kiss
Look at
somebody.
Nick. He agrees.
You'll make me grease?
No.
All right. Seriously. Come on now.
Nick, he agrees. He did just like, yeah, American girls.
Wait,
like
what about me? What about American girls?
Yeah, you just agreed when I told Adam that, or asked him if American girls are like that, like easy girls.
Wait, I'm not agreeing to anything.
You're not agreeing anything.
No. You guys are the ones on the air right now.
Exactly. Nick has nothing to say right now except be a gentleman. So let's focus all on me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get to the chase of things.
I got the green light.
Excuse me?
Just got the green light from Jeremy.
Got oh, yeah?
Fucking bomb-ass German girls in here. So I'm not going to miss the opportunity, right?
Well, let's see what you got to say.
Cool.
Well, you know the goal right now.
We're
not letting them leave.
All right? The goal is not to let them leave?
No, we want to have some fun.
All right, cool. Can you hear me?
If you could save this. Yeah, we could hear you. If you could All save right. this. You All can right. make us have fun. Then, All right. You know what? You will be the new champion.
So we've got Sandra and Kiki, right?
Yeah, right.
Sandra and Kiki are absolutely the most gorgeous German women I've ever met in my life.
The only German women you ever
met. No. Trust and believe, bro. Adam, I'm from Massachusetts. I've met a lot of German women, and they don't look like this.
No?
It's a fucking lie. I don't think you're German. but I'll take your word for it.
We can speak some German if you want.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Tell me this. Can you tell me something in German? I'm going to ask you to say it.
Yeah.
And I want you to translate it in German. Is that all right?
Yeah. It depends. Okay.
Say this. Sing me a song.
Sing me ein Lied.
What?
Sing me ein Lied. Yeah.
Sing me ein Lied.
Ein Lied.
Ein Lied. Okay. Ein Lied. You ready? Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know that I appreciate you in every single way. Yeah, you're laughing. That I can, yeah. Sandra, there is no one. Laughter is good. There's no one like you.
Oh, he's good.
That makes me wanna go out of my way and make sure every day is a special day. So if there is anything you want, I will give it to you. Anything you need, I will give it to you. Anything you ask, I will give it to you. Laughter is good, bro.
All right, man. That was great.
That was really good.
That was great. Appreciate it. Much appreciated.
No, that's really smooth, man.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's great. Did you guys like that?
Very much.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he has more of a... So you guys, you love that?
Yeah, I do.
Gosh.
Okay, in one word, right? I'm going to ask you, how did that make you feel?
Oh,
one word.
Gosh. That's amazing. How did it make you...
One word.
Okay.
No, her. I asked her first. Yeah. I mean, you're eager, but I'm going to wait on you. One word.
Beruhigend.
Huh?
Beruhigend.
What the fuck? What does that mean?
All right. Well, that was brought to you by McDonald's. Yeah.
Okay, what about you?
This has been the Atomo podcast. It makes her wet, all right?
Gänsehaut.
Gänsehaut? Mm-hmm. What does Gänsehaut mean?
It means I'm really super wet.
Exactly, that's what it means.
Adam, the translator, I love it.
Yeah. You're stealing my chicks.
I'm not,
right? With your fucking high-pitched voice. All right, I don't respect that at all.
Whoa, shit, that's fucked up, bro. But you know what?
No, I mean, come on.
No, the cool thing is, though.
No, if I came on your show and I started, doing whatever I did
serenading,
trying to wrestle women, you'd be pissed, right?
I'd be fucking mad.
So when you come in, you're like, I got the present for you, baby. I mean, come on, man.
But at the same time, it's about your show, it's about Skid Row Studios, and it's about Adam, bro.
It's not about Adam, it's about Skid Row Studios. It's about these two German chicks.
Okay. So why are you mad that I'm singing to them?
Well, it's not that I'm mad that you're singing to them. It's just that, like, I'm a little jealous.
Oh. Bro, I'm just singing here just for my sake, bro.
He still wants to
That's
make out.
That's all it is.
All
right. Well, I still want to make out. I have no time left. Would you? Come on. Could I make out? Come on. Please. Look at the countdown.
The two of you could.
No. I want to make... how about you make out with her and I'll make out with Sandra.
All
right. Let's do it. Yeah? Let's do it. Sandra, all right, I'm coming over.
I'll
sing you another song.
All right, can you make out with her?
I will, but I'm not going to force myself.
All right, you have like 30 seconds. Let's see if you guys can make out.
29, 28, okay.
All right, here we go. And countdown, go.
You don't got to make out. You just got to hold
on. All right, well, this has been a success. Thank you very much. We had the wonderful Sandra and Kiki from Germany. I'm Adam O. We'll see you next week. Stick around at the Echo this Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Breakfast Show with Adam O. This is Skid Row Studios, and it's been a pleasure to have an unsuccessful German podcast. But they were amazing. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Peace. Crunch, 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 my cereal bunch.